The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Hearing that John had been arrested, Jesus went back to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and settled in Capernaum, a lakeside town on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. In this way, the prophecy of Isaiah was to be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, way of the sea on the far side of Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people that lived in darkness has seen a great light. On those who dwell in the land and shadow of death, a light has dawned. From the moment Jesus began preaching with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were making a cast in the lake with their net, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their net at once and followed him. Going on from there, he saw another pair of brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in their boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. He went round the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of diseases and sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, after calling his disciples, who followed him, went around the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, also reminds us that he came to preach the good news. And so should we all. Do we? Yes, we do. For the command that Jesus gave just before he ascended into heaven has been followed ever since, and at every level. Let us start at the first experience of hearing the good news. This usually happens in the family. The parents, by their example, show the importance of faith in the hope of the kingdom of God to their children. They express their commitment most clearly when they present their child for baptism and in this way becomes a Christian. Another level, where the good news is proclaimed, often parallel to the family, is the church and the school. Here we experience Christianity in action, with all its temptations to undermine the good news, mainly by bad behavior. It's not easy for mankind to live in peace and harmony. St. Paul reminds the Corinthians that they must make up the differences between them and stop disagreeing with one another. No need to give any examples of what we experience ourselves in our daily lives. Another step in the teaching of the good news comes when children are preparing for their first Holy Communion. The official enrollment for First Holy Communion has taken place at the 9 o'clock Mass this morning. At yet another level, we hear the good news proclaimed by the Holy Father, Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, and all the bishops. Called by Christ, as were Peter and Andrew, and John and James, and at once followed him, proclaiming the good news not just by words, but in particular by their actions, and over time ensure the handing over of the good news and of those proclaiming it. At this very level, in particular this Tuesday, we shall witness the episcopal ordination of Monsignor Mark O'Toole. Bishop Christopher will hand over the responsibility of preaching and proclaiming the good news in our Diocese of Plymouth. May Bishop-elect Mark follow in the footsteps of Jesus, Peter and Andrew, John and James, Paul, all the apostles and bishops that have gone before him. He, like all of us, is to put into practice the command of Jesus. Preach the good news, live the good news, and be the good news.